It's another edition of the Mad Hatter Show's podcast. With me, as always, is Kimmy Walsh. Not always,
but often.
You've been playing hooky. This is it's been like seven in a row or something. You haven't been, so
I can't help myself. I've had a life adventure. Yeah. I've been doing all kinds of things. I've been in multiple cities, so
swimming pools and movie stars and.
You know it. That's my life.
A lot of stuff. Mad Hatter Shows, if you're not familiar, you may be following a page then, unless you just clicked the button wrong. Following a page that somehow is tied to us, whether they are just supporters of the brand or friends of the brand or possibly the venues that are have shows coming up or maybe even an artist that we're going to have here tonight. So we've got a couple entertainers here tonight. You've missed a lot.
I know, but good. I keep up. I'm on the Facebooks.
Gotcha. So anyway, this weekend was Greg Hahn. You didn't even know we had Greg Hahn. Probably you weren't paying attention, but this weekend we were out in Nebraska. I think we got a photo of Mr. Hahn and I making the debut. Get that pulled up here. There we go. It's all angled. It's kind of artistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking it Phillips, Nebraska, which is a town without a stoplight. That's we're outside of Grand Island, but this was we were well hidden in a small town. Like there was a sign off the main road that was like Greg Hahn this way, and it was 1.9 miles. Like it was.
Were you scared a little bit? Like near.
I've been there before. Those are my people. So
perfect. All those Corn Huskers. Yay, go Husker.
Absolutely. I could relate to them because I'm a Purdue guy, and we got beat just like Nebraska got beat the day before. So,
you know, sports. I
was like, these are my people. And, yeah, Riot was with us, too. I don't know if you're familiar with sometimes co-host mm-hmm. Riot, but mm-hmm. we took her. She's the one that probably should have been scared if she was scared of the deliverance stuff. And she was there. I got a picture of her on stage there looking like a televangelist or something like that. So, we had a good time, but you never know who's gonna make a debut with us. We've got a new performer that's going to be starting here this month, not this weekend, but the weekend after in Ohio. And then later in the month on that, it's becoming a kind of a common Northwest trio now in Indiana. We got Hobart, Indiana, mm-hmm. Fort Wayne, and mm-hmm. Joliet, Illinois. And then we're even taking him to Iowa in November. So let's go to Josh Prey right now. He's already loaded up. How you doing, Josh?
Hi. How y'all doing? How y'all good. Doing? How's everything going?
Going good.
You're doing well. A lot of times the people have to fumble with the audio right now, but you're a pro. You're the viral superstar, so the audio was already perfect.
Nah, I've been playing with this for like 27 minutes. Don't give me no credit. I just happen to look prepared.
Well, I'm the guy that was texting you last night, nagging you about everything, so nice to meet you. I'm Neil.
Wait, listen. Kimmy. So hold up. Wait, you're Neil?
I'm Neil.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Neil. You gotta get a better like text tone. You had me. I was scared to text you back. You was like, "Yeah, I'm going to talk to you. Goodbye." Like, oh, did I offend him by saying hello, Neil? You gotta
do you need emojis? Is that what's happening? Is that
give me? Hey, send me two or three kissy faces, and we good.
All right,
but it's nice to meet
that.
You.
Nice to meet
yeah,
you as well.
Great to meet you.
Kimmy's the
I love your hair
too.
I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, listen, oh, the platinum blonde is working for you.
Thank you. Thank
I love
you. I mean, you are talking to me, right?
Yeah, I'm scared to even hair, say anything though. To Neil. Neil has me shook.
Oh, he's really nice. He's a sweetheart. Promise.
Just got to get to know him.
I hope so, Neil. Mm-hmm. We might be working together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the plan is the first couple of dates there in Ohio. So, yeah, we gotta break this tension. So.
Yeah, it's already broken. Whatever you need me to do, I will do it for you. I got you.
Awesome. Well, this is you'll be making your debut. It's like I feel like this is a fraternity. It's kind of like a badge of honor to be invited to a Mad Hatter Shows thing. And we got you with seven or eight shows already going up. You're coming to the Midwest. How familiar are you with the Midwest? I know you're a Southern guy.
I'm really familiar with Illinois. Some parts of Michigan, Iowa's cool. Never been to Ohio. Super excited to get to Ohio. I ate Skyline chili for the first time today, and it either tastes like ice water or everything. There's nothing in between. So I'm ready to taste the chili in Cincinnati and then Columbus, then get to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And people are saying Cleveland is like the Beyonce of Ohio. I'm ready to experience this, man.
Yeah, you got to go to Machine Gun Kelly's club. That's where he's got that in the flats there in Cleveland. That's
Machine Gun Kelly. He's the one with the messy bun, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing these days, but yeah, I think now he's got long enough hair for that. But
I think he's getting more tattoos.
Probably
is what's going on.
Where at?
Some spots. I don't.
Inside his nostrils.
Like, is he going to grow like an extra body part? Machine Gun Kelly has had it like a Subway in Harlem.
It's like on the inside of his eyelids and the insides of his nose, lips, stuff like
that.
Are
you being serious?
I mean, why wouldn't he?
MadHatterShows.com is where you can get those tickets. But yeah, it's the Midwest we were talking about. If he's not familiar, so you're just trying Skyline Chili. So next you got to try Gold Star, and then you got to pretend you can tell the difference, because I can't, and anybody from Cincinnati will like thinks that that's heresy. But blindfolded, it's the same shit to me.
Have you seen? So I did a video. I did a taste test with the Skyline Chili.
Watched it.
And if you see the beep in World War III about to start over Skyline Chili with the Gold Star stuff you talking about, no, that's garbage. You got to taste Gold Star. And that's not real chili. And don't come down here. They got me scared to go to Cincinnati.
I only ever saw one Skyline Chili in my life. It was in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and it seemed in a pretty desolate location. Like, I was on my way to try and go skiing in Indiana, and I don't know. I was frightened. I was like,
I don't know if you want to try Skyline Chili before skiing. That may be the wrong time, especially if you got a white pantsuit or something.
So is Skyline Chili, let's just be honest with each other. We family now. Is Skyline Chili like the Dasani water of chili?
Apparently. I mean, if you're from Cincinnati, I think it's the cat's pajamas. Like, no matter where you are, people from Cincinnati are like, oh, Skyline Chili.
So it's like sweet tea to the south.
You got
to
dress it up, though. Like, I don't just want like a bowl of Skyline Chili. That'd be too rich and it's too runny. You know what I mean? Like, you put it on, you know, you put the jalapeno cheese and the hot dog, and then you put it on there. You put it in a burrito, you know, like that kind of thing. That's how I'll eat.
That's Skyline. A chili dog. Yeah.
Did you just say you put a chili dog inside of a burrito?
No. Just
that's
the
what
chili.
He said.
The chili.
I think we just invented something.
And at Skyline Chili today, they gave me these communion crackers. Like, yeah. I thought I was at church today. I didn't know what to do with it. So,
well, here's another food that if you're going to do Iowa and Indiana, we were wondering beforehand, have you ever had a pork tenderloin, a breaded pork tenderloin? Because the word tenderloin means different stuff, different places.
I have not.
We're going to pull a picture up here. You're going to have to try one of these when you come out.
That's catfish, man.
That is a pounded out tender piece of pork that's been breaded and there's half a salt shaker on there.
What is that? What is that? A mole on top of it? What is that supposed to be? A bun?
It's a tiny, tiny bun. I don't understand this. I'm not originally from Indiana.
They like doing that to show off how big the pounded out meat is.
It's like paper thin. If you're going to a good place, they're going to do it right before you eat it. They pound it, bread it, fry it. It's delicious.
But it's like if you order tenderloin.
Indiana, like, if it wasn't for Matt Hatter Shows, I probably wouldn't even have the opportunity to get to the Midwest. And I have so many people saying, when are you going to come to Ohio? When are you going to come to Indiana? And now that I got the opportunity, so I'm super excited just to have the opportunity to go. Now we could just get this internet thing working right in social media so people know I am coming to the area. We'll sell it out and we'll be fine.
That would be good. Hopefully this is going to thousands of people today. But yeah, it's rough because you never know what's happening on Facebook anymore. We've got tens of thousands of followers, and I'll put something up and four people will see it, you know. It's like, am I gonna do?
I have 3.1 million followers, and over the last week my videos are averaging like 8,000 views, and that's driving me crazy because I usually average between 24 and like 40 million views a month. But over this last month, Facebook has shifted and said, nah, Josh, we need you to be quiet for a moment. So hopefully we'll figure this thing out and get this thing rolling.
Otherwise, we're going to be going door to door, I think, is what's going to we're going to get to early to clean.
I'm with it.
Just knock doors. That's
I'm with it. Put the comedy show flies on pizza boxes. I am absolutely with it.
8 million. Dang, I should have wore a push-up bra.
No, baby, your hair is looking fire. You've already won me over. Okay, you got it. I love the ramen noodle curls you got.
Great. I can't really do much about it.
3.1 million is pretty impressive, because I think I saw something today that said your first show was like less than 10 years ago, right? Like I found a picture online of probably your first performance. I think our producer has that somewhere, but
no way.
You would
watch out.
Maybe this was mislabeled. I don't know. You have to tell us what's going on in this photo here.
Oh my God! Look how skinny I was. Oh my God!
But it wasn't that long ago, right? Like it's you went from zero to 3 million in a hurry.
That shirt said "Free Bieber." That's when Justin Bieber was in jail for like 8 hours.
Is there cat ears on that as well?
That's cat ears. It was in Immokalee, Florida. It was my first show ever. I didn't even know how to tell a joke then. I hired two comedians. One of the comedians actually ended up robbing me like three weeks later, robbing me. And now we had a good time, and I went through the bumps and bruises of stand-up comedy, trying to figure out the internet. And I just turned 39 years old, so I'm an older guy, and I never wanted to come off as this young comedian. So I had to kind of find my crowd. And by 2017 is where I hit my jet stream.
So were you making videos back then, or were you just trying to hit open mics and write material and go the way that the rest of us try?
I can tell you, and to any stand-up comedian out there, please be arrogant and please look down on us, because stand-up comedians, you guys are the NBA, and internet guys, I don't care who take offense, we're like the Harlem Globetrotters. We do cool trick things, but stand-up comedians, you guys are Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Larry Bird. Y'all deserve the most credit, because the craft is so hard. And I probably did 4 open mics my entire life. I'm really unconventional with the way I do stand-up comedy and the way I prepare, but I give the utmost respect to veteran stand-up comedians. You guys deserve the world and all the accolades.
All right. Well, you heard that. He's going to give me 2/3 of his check. That's what's going to happen on the first show.
I don't know about that quarter shirt, man.
You know, it's like storming outside, and it's danger. Like 71 out, and I knew the AC was going to be blasting. I was like, I'm going to need a little bit extra on the sleeves, because I don't want to have to put on like a hoodie over it or a sweater.
So I like you.
That's how I pulled it off here, so.
You quick. I like you. We're going to have a good time. You fast. I like you. I like the energy already. Do you do stand-up comedy as well?
I do. I'm an actor, comedian, voiceover, speaker.
And model.
Used to model.
I think we've got your Instagram handle. It's going to be up on the screen here. You're going to have all these extra viewers after this interview here. But
that's fire. Congratulations. I love to pick brains. Mm-hmm. And I admire anybody in this space that can keep a good head on their shoulder, because again, comedy is competitive, mm-hmm. and it's a very trying market, and it's very up and down. So anybody that does anything that you two are doing, I admire you guys. For real, for real. Mm-hmm.
So you weren't the first internet comedian to kind of hit it big, and you haven't done, you know, you started doing comedy before that. Who is your influence? Who did you kind of model after or inspired you?
I'm a Martin Lawrence fan. I love Don Rickles. Don Rickles is my favorite comedian of all time. And Jim Varney is who I try to model myself when I do sketches online. Jim Varney.
Right. Ernest.
Everything but wear wigs and dresses. I got my mom for that. I can't do that.
Right. I said, I'm a little bit older than you, but I remember the Martin Lawrence talking shit audio cassette tape that was in my car.
Yes.
I'd be driving around. So that
yes.
was,
people,
my era.
I was talking to somebody the other day about Jim Varney, Ernest Scared Stupid, and I try to tell people, before all these internet guys you see, he was doing the grandma, he was doing mm-hmm. the military, he was Santa Claus, he was in mm-hmm. the army, he was the bad guy. Jim Varney don't get enough credit.
Now, he's very good friends with Robin Williams, so that, like, you know, if Robin respects what you're doing, then that speaks pretty good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's deep.
They were good
That's
friends.
That's dope. So. That's dope.
Now you know. So, yeah, we got showing one of your videos here in the background. You go live a lot. Like, is this a thought pops in your brain and you just got somebody there to film it? Or do you plan ahead of time? Like, what's the creative process for you?
Hey, shouts out to your producer. Whoever's putting these videos up, you are on point. You need a raise, man. Shouts out to you. Backwards hat, white hat wearing Caucasian male, man.
Yes.
Thank you. It's about time someone finally recognizes Neil.
You know, he's got a very small list
like
to pull that from.
And famous.
Yes.
No, I probably pump out about 45 videos a month. I want to talk about real life things. I don't really like to do trendy things because I feel like it is just my opinion. Please don't get offended, nobody. I feel like trendy content isn't talent. It's just trending. So it's easy to catch on to it. So I like to do more evergreen things that last longer. You can go back and watch it with your kids, your wife. If it's a restaurant you visit, like the Cheesecake Factory. I was making a point that the Cheesecake Factory menu is bigger than the Bible in that video. And later that day, Cheesecake Factory hit me up on TikTok and was like, inbox us your information. We got something special to send you. They probably gonna send me like a $10 off gift certificate to a cheesecake.
There you go.
I'm fingers crossed for your supply. Big
fan. Hey, it works.
I go in just for the cheesecake.
Culver sent me a very nice package, so it worked.
And you've got a kind of a varied audience, too. I mean, when somebody looks at you, they might not realize that you've hosted kind of hillbilly redneck festivals as well down south. Like, that was my first exposure to you, was with the country rappers. So how did that
become? Yeah, yeet. I love it. Before Jelly Roll became this platinum-selling artist, I did KDL Farm Fest in Somerset, Kentucky with Jelly Roll. Second Chance, The Lax, Cope Ford, Cole Wetzel. I've hosted the red carpet at the Country Music Awards in 2018. I've performed in Ireland at their Super Bowl. I've been to Hawaii. I just try to mesh all cultures because there's so much division in the world and it's easy to be divisive and politics and whatnot. So I try to eliminate that for a moment so we can understand that we're all literally just alike when we look at universal point of views. So yeah, my fan base varies, but the rednecks love me and white folks love me too. I'm like Sinbad in 2023. I got it.
Very nice. Yeah, we work with Second Chance. So I mean, it's like I said, it's a fraternity. It's an impressive list of folks that have hit through the Mad Hatter shows as well. But a lot of the guys that we work with are also the social media folks. So are you friends with any of those guys? I know some of them work together, the Ginger Billies and Zach Rushings and Dustin Sims and
so,
those guys.
Funny story about Zach Rushing. Zach Rushing, super cool dude. Zach Rushing lost his page a couple years ago, and I didn't know who Zach Rushing was. I did this video called 5 Things to Know Before Going to a White Barbecue. I did this like 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, Zach did a video called What He Learned at a Black Barbecue.
Yeah, that was
and
one that
people
he
was
took
like,
off.
Hey, Josh, this guy's copying you. And I looked at it like, you can't copyright an idea. Like, he went to a black barbecue, was fine. And he lost his page. And he hit me up like, hey, yo, I lost my page. And I just want to know if you could share my page to get my followers back up. And I shared it for him. And his stuff got back right. I've never met Zach Rushing in person, but online. Seemed like a cool dude, nice dude. Talked to him on the phone a couple of times. I didn't see eye to eye with some stuff, so it's definitely me. But a lot of people always said me and Zach Rushing should have toured together. Huh. So I definitely think we missed the opportunity right there to like probably shatter some stand-up records. But
from what I can
we'll
tell,
probably run into each other. In the
not
future.
A lot of silence on a Zach Rushing and Josh Prey show. You guys don't take a lot of breaths. That's it's
nah.
Lots of words nah. per minute. That's
nah. And I know Ginger Billy. I talked to Ginger Billy a couple times on the phone. It's kind of hard just to get personalities together because we all got so many things going. And you want to make sure nobody's trying to stand on your shoulders to get ahead. So it's kind of hard to like see who's for you, who's trying to use you. So I understand everybody's mind state.
But it's almost like the old school sitcoms too, when you'd have the crossover, you know, the week where somebody from this show ends up on the other show and it gets both of them. Yes. And that's
like when Uncle Phil met Carl Winslow at the end of Family Matters. You ever seen that episode?
I haven't actually,
no, but
now
I gotta
hunt it out. Yeah, that's
Uncle Phil walked into the set of Family Matters. And Carl was absolutely shocked. It was like one of the dopest things ever.
Nice. I'm more of a rerun, like growing up, like stuff my parents watched. I was watching the reruns of that. So I was going for like,
oh, you're
make
old,
room for
old.
Daddy and Andy Griffith is what I was going for. So that's, Wings and Cheers, I guess, would be as new as we were going to get. But
oh, you're a 70s baby.
Yeah, I was born in 78. So.
The 70s was almost 50 years ago.
Yeah, I just shaved this and it's coming back. I had the Santa Claus beard not too long ago, and I could have gotten a senior discount for us the whole weekend that we're working together. So,
oh my God!
Yeah, it's
1978. So you can tell me what the 80s were like, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So was Alf really funny?
You know, my mom thought Alf was low class, so I had to sneak to watch it. That was the thing. It was like it wasn't dirty, but she just like it was just we're not watching that. So it was one of those I'd have to sneak upstairs to watch it, and I only had the 13 stations because we had to turn it on the VHF side of the VHF on the bottom. Yeah, it was a different time before remotes, but we Alf? Had the regular Nintendo too.
What? Yeah, but wasn't Alf kind of like a bum? Like, wasn't he like an alien, but like Al Bundy of like, do you know what I'm saying? I don't remember, but I always remember him just like
laying
around.
Maybe his voice would be like that. Yeah, he was kind of.
He was like an alcoholic alien.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he was.
He was Roger from American Dad.
And see, she knows that reference, and I'm just like, I gotta watch that. So
yeah, I feel like he's a mashup between like Garfield and Al Bundy. He just seemed really lazy and like offensive. I don't know. I was tiny.
That's a perfect like comparison. Well, that was really good. Well, you probably want to write that down and put that somewhere.
Thank you. I was in the 99th percentile for analogies on the SATs.
There we go.
I didn't even take the SAT. I
did once.
Yeah, need to. He's gonna have 3 million people following him 20 years later. So that's where you're at.
According to Facebook, I got 19 people following me.
that's all you need.
That's all right. This is like a week and a half before the first weekend. So we're gonna start sharing it after this is over. So we're gonna increase the views and increase them, and it's gonna go big.
Mm-hmm.
So. We'll be fine. I just gotta pump out content. I gotta keep being positive because it's all I want to do. And I got to keep showing love to your producer, who's the greatest person on this show, because he picked the best picture. Shouts out to that man. I'm going to call you Green Shirt Steve. Shouts out to Green Shirt Steve.
You call me whatever you want.
He was sent a list of things he could draw from, and I created that list. So okay. I don't want to give him all the credit.
I can mute you easily with one push of a button, Neil.
You act like he's just choosing everything at random. I'm like, no, here's some things you can go to. So I chose the one where you're using the vacuum on the outside of your apartment as well, or whatever, the clip that was online the other day. So
first of all, that's a townhouse. It's not an apartment. According to my condo association and them HOA fees, that's a townhouse. Nah, shouts out to you, man. I'm glad y'all got some good content to pull from. I'm glad I've been more active. I actually just ended my contract with Barstool Sports last week, so now I'm more free to do the things I was doing before signing the Barstool.
That's awesome.
So somebody comes to see a show with you, are they watching stuff that you're thought up on the way to the venue? Do you have stories you've written that you tell every show? Is it every show different? Like what can they expect with a Josh Prey event?
Well, I'm of course going to intertwine some of the local stuff, some of the city stuff, but I'm not your regular online comedian. I'm a stand-up comedian for real. And I get a little raunchier on stage. I love the shock value that fans get. Like, oh my God, did he say that? But it all makes sense, and nobody ever leaves offended. Everybody's always happy. Prepare to be harassed a little bit. Men, if you and your wife are having trouble in the bedroom, I promise you by the time you leave my house, you will be ovulating. And everything is going to be absolutely fantastic. I promise.
How's your biological clock right now, Kimmy?
Ready to ovulate. Ready for
you see? Look at her.
Some raunchy, naughty talk. I'm all in. Give it to me.
Yes,
bring it on.
Yes.
There's
actually a segment during my set, because my set is about an hour 15. And there's a segment, like a 20-minute joke. Every single city I've been through, everyone, the women are ready to go home and love their husband.
Yes.
Everyone.
Action, action. We want action. ACT? Yes,
I got you. I got you.
Well, awesome.
Geez, if that doesn't make you want to go.
There you go.
Fellas, I promise you, fellas, this is the longest apology that you can ever wish for, and you will not have to buy another gift for the next year after leaving my comedy show, I promise.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's a bold promise, but we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna double down. We're gonna promise that the first show's in Ohio, in Cleveland and Maumee, Ohio, right outside Toledo, and then we're doing that Hobart, Indiana. It's like Chicagoland, Fort Wayne,
Joliet,
Illinois,
mm-hmm.
And then the Clear Lake, Iowa, and I believe. there's another one that's not on that graphic. I think it's Cedar
Rapids. Is it Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids is the other one. So yeah, madhattershows.com. You can get all that. If somebody lives in Alaska or something and they're not going to be able to make it to those shows, but they still want to check you out, are you everywhere? Or is there one site that's better to pull you up on? Like, where do you put most of your content?
Well, aside from Mad Hatter, because we want to establish a great relationship with Mad Hatter Shows, and we hope to do a lot of more, lot more business in the future.
Yes.
Just joshpraylive.com, and you can check out my upcoming appearances. We make sure those dates are as current as possible. And you can follow me on all social media at Josh Pray. I'm not that difficult dude. It's just Josh Pray on every site, except TikTok is joshpray239, because I had to put my weight behind my name at that point. And,
that is a very
when I made that website, I was 239 pounds. I promise.
That picture of you, if you're in the car or truck or whatever it is, the black and white, very good picture of you.
Isn't that a great picture of me?
Yes. I was like,
don't I look like I just work real hard, come home and tell my woman, do you need me to rub your feet, baby?
Kind of. It's somewhere between like really angry and also just very hot. So I couldn't, I couldn't understand.
I should
if you're
have
angry.
Chest out in that picture.
I think you may need to come to one of these dates, Kimmy, because you're like, you're gonna have a lot of fun as well.
Yeah,
possibly a child.
Please come to one of my shows.
Possibly have a child afterwards. Perfect.
Yeah, biracial children is the new wave. It's okay. We can name them Kaden or Aiden or Jaden.
Hayden.
Or whatever white women name their kids when they have babies with black men.
All those names, or after a town, you gotta name them after.
Cody, Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
We're not naming our child Dakota. Stop. No, don't.
Like, no joke. I actually have a Hayden in my family and a Jake.
Is he Mick?
Yes.
I'm telling you. I am.
Dead on.
Listen.
Dead on.
It is mandatory when a white woman have a baby with a black man. Aiden has to be in that name, and then all of a sudden she gets the Bob haircut. It's a fact.
I don't know about that Bob, but everything.
And cheetah print car seats.
All
that's
right.
Cool.
Well, we should call this run pork tenderloins and ovulation tour. Josh Pratt, possibly Neil Snyder.
The ovulating pork. Working at ovulating comedy.
All right. Well, we will see you here in a couple weeks. We got another guest calling in a couple minutes here, so we got to kind of clear the line, but appreciate you stopping in here, and we'll see you here on the 8th.
I can't wait to see you guys. Kim, thank you for having me on.
Of course.
Steve with the green shirt, I appreciate you. You need a raise, homie. Later.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the kind words, and I'm going to put in for that raise right after this live stream.
I love it.
All right.
See you, Josh.
Our producer, whose name is not Steve, taking all the credit for choosing the clips. After
I've never made so many appearances in the Mad Hatter Show's podcast.
I love
ever.
It. I love it.
That's all right, though. This is a star-making turn for you.
You can only keep me in the closet for so long.
All right. Well, we do have another guest. We have Amy Jo calling in like 10 minutes. So while we're waiting on that, let's talk about some of the other shows that are coming. How about that?
Awesome.
Because we just went over with Greg Hahn has happened, but there's nothing with him on the horizon. There are tickets that you can purchase. I think the farthest show out right now that we can start talking about is early 2024 Napoleon Dynamite Live.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, and I can't remember how many guests ago it was. It was somebody that was,
I was
not familiar with Napoleon Dynamite. Was that you?
No, I was familiar.
When we had Pedro and we were talking to him?
I was familiar with the show. I just didn't recognize the photograph.
You didn't recognize them as adults?
Yeah, I didn't recognize the photograph. I was like squinting going, who's that?
Yeah, so we did the show and we're going to be doing more. So we're going to be debuting at Seeger High School. That their auditorium is so state-of-the-art that they're bringing national acts to their high school.
Wow.
Because they're big, beautiful arena and sound system and all that. So we are happy to be putting on shows about 30 minutes from my house.
That's nice.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. But they do a Q&A. They do a screening of the film. And then they have a live show that they've got things planned. So you can see it's crowd interactive. Mm-hmm. It is family friendly also. Mm-hmm. Josh mentioned he gets very raunchy. The Napoleon guys do not. So if if that's something that you're within a reasonable driving distance to West Lebanon, Indiana, right by Illinois border, Come on out there. It's January the 17th. And then that's the only date that we're announcing today, but I know we've got some other 2024 dates with them coming as well. So we'll be in Oklahoma, I think. And there's a couple different spots. So check out madhattershows.com.
Yeah, I would highly recommend anything like that. Anytime you get to pull the curtain up behind, you know, and see how things are made, they're going to tell you stuff that you're not going to get anywhere else. So it's just amazing, too, to see the chemistry and interaction between a director and his cast. So
yeah,
I recommend.
Well, John Heder is right there on the stage, the guy that plays Napoleon, and he has a movie right now. I don't know the streaming service. If you go to imdb.com, though, it's like on his previews at the top. But his co-star in that movie is K-Von, and we've got K-Von debuting here in November. You like how I just did that? How
good
I
job.
Emerged in there? And actually, that wasn't even on the sheet here. I came up with that on my own. But K-Von and John Heder have a movie together, so you should probably buy tickets to both shows.
Yeah.
Actually, but he's doing that Northwest Indiana thing I was talking about, the Joliet and Fort Wayne and Hobart, Indiana trio.
Hobart.
You got to pronounce it Hobart, not Hobart. Hobart. So K-Von will be making his debut with us. He's also a kind of outspoken and doesn't care if he ruffles some feathers. I saw him tangling with somebody today online, and he was not backing down. So he's
yikes.
He's the Persian, and I don't know what other identifiers he throws out there, but he is he's not left wing. So he's, you know what I mean? It's he's willing to do battle with the folks that are the cancelers. You know what I mean? Like he's just like it's. A lot of fun. He's had a TED Talk even. So, I mean, this guy's got varied credits. But check out K-Von as well. So we've got another guest that is calling in here. And we did this last week and you missed it. But we had a video package, like an intro for that guest. We're going to try that again today. So we're gonna bring up the intro and then, okay, the producer dropped the ball. No, that is. This never. Is the video. This is the video.
Never.
It just looked so much like her. I was like, "That's I forgot that's where we were headed." But this is a music video that you can find on YouTube. And I'm sure you did your research today and you pulled up all of her songs that are online.
Ours.
And we can speak about that later.
Absolutely.
But we've got Amy Jo in the house, in her house, it looks like. Can you hear us, Amy?
Hey, I feel like I'm on a little bit of a delay, but yeah, can you guys hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, that webcam's from 2002, but that's cool. That's it's like a security camera. Like it's a there we go. I'm sure it'll settle in. How we doing, Amy? Amy Jo?
Doing great. It's been a minute since I've seen you guys. It's no, but the video probably was from 2002.
I was looking for the newer, I couldn't find the newer videos. Like, I don't know if they've happened, if they exist, if they've been released, if they're pay-per-view.
They do. I don't go by Amy Jo Potter anymore, but I'm Amy Jo. So it's cool. I love it. You guys are awesome.
So is the problem I put Potter on the YouTube search? Is that what happened?
That would be it.
You know, Amy Jo, there's like 97,000 of you in the world. So, What is your Amy Jo? If you're selling yourself to the public that's just watching you, they're a Josh Prey fan, they kept it running. Who are you and what do you do?
I am me. I like to, I joked because I said they don't know that they're getting two comedians today. They think they're going to get some performer, right? Because I'm a dweeb. But I love music. I do country rock, country, southern rock, some blues. You know, I'm at Amy Jo's Music, JOS, on everything on my socials. So you can check that out. And just, you know, no super creepy cyber stalking is appreciated. I'm just kidding.
I've already violated that, but yeah. But we put vocalist/musician because I didn't know if I just called you a country singer. Like, I know that's not the only genre that you've dipped your toes into. So wanted to allow you to talk about the scope of your music.
No, I love it. I love it. I think it's awesome. Thanks for having me come on. I know it's been a long time since we've had any shows or anything together up here. So,
well, you did move across the country. Yeah. So there was that. Yeah.
And I'm actually not in my house, so I'm making this work. So we do travel. But yeah, super fun. So I love country. I grew up country. You can call me a country bumpkin or whatever. It's fine. But I do love Southern rock. Like, I love old school stuff. Like, I heard you guys talking about Alf in like the 70s, but I didn't come from the 70s, but I like the 70s. Mm-hmm. so I like to mix some funk in there, you know, like I love Janis Joplin and, you know, like, but as far as like modern day type music, like I've always loved Eric Church's music. I think he's just amazing. Cause he kind of mixes things together though too. He sounds super country, but he doesn't only make country music, if that makes sense. Like, to me anyways.
Do you remember the first interaction we had? Can you remember the first time I would have been in the same location as you?
Oh Lord. Yeah. You guys needed a ring announcer.
That was not the first time.
That wasn't the first time?
That wasn't the first time. You're forgetting the performing in that that honky-tonk that's called the China Inn in Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Oh, the China Inn stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that was just one of the weirdest. It was fun. It was super fun.
We're going to talk about all of it.
It was just one of the most random things I've ever done.
Our super producer has a photo of that first ever concert we were both on at the China Inn, if he can get it pulled up. He's going to act like he found it off the internet from scratch, but that's what he's been doing tonight. But there we go. And that lovely lady next to you is who?
See, I knew it. I was going to say, look, you probably picked the best one with my freaking eyes closed. That's hilarious.
I think I only had like three, and I took it with an actual camera, like not a cell phone. Like it was like an actual, like I had to take the card out and plug it into the front of the tower on the computer. This is probably like 2015 or something, right?
When you said
actual, oh, man.
When you said actual camera, I thought he was going to say film. He was like, well, I took it with an actual camera. I had to take a card out of
it. Well, not in 2015. It was like I was.
I know, but when he said actual camera, as though that was you. Like. You
know. But no, this is a Chinese restaurant owned by a Mexican-American, and he would like to combine comedy and music together, which nobody else does. And we just had some very strange shows in Crawfordsville, but you know, we got enough people to fill the room. Like that's what happened. Like it's a, you can see in the background of the photo too, like other shows of mine, the posters, like he put them up like they were like big time and not just like other that's open awesome. Micers I knew. So yeah, that was, you know, it was, I did probably a dozen shows there.
Tell us about this. We ring. Have What was with the ring? What were you doing in a ring?
The ring announcer.
Oh, my
heck. In this corner.
No, that was one of the... Oh, look. Listen. Y'all are hilarious.
So the thing
I'm editing for you next time.
Well, the thing was, I think there was a music festival that we told her she could do, and then we pulled the third day. So I'm just like, oh my God, I got to find something for her. And I'm booking a wrestling show. And I was like, you know how to hold a mic and like you can sing the national anthem.
Oh,
and
no.
You can sing some songs.
The wrestling thing was before that.
Was it really?
Yeah. The other thing was a big thing that we were, I was actually a duo at that point. And it was like, oh no, someone stabbed someone or something, and they shut down the whole festival.
Yeah, it was terrible. So what was the how did I sell that to you then? What was the justification where I was just like, I think you should ring announce for this? Like, I don't remember now. I thought that was my angle.
Honestly, Neil, I think that was the most desperate Neil I've ever seen you at the time. You were like, listen. This guy bailed and I don't have anybody else to announce for this. And I think you'd be great. And we want you to sing anyways. And I got there and you were like ready to rip your beautiful locks out of your head. And like, you were having a heyday. It was crazy.
There was like seven wrestlers that didn't show up because it was like, it was monsooning outside. And you know, they're making like $40 to drive like 30 miles or an hour or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it's because it wasn't like a huge show. Right. So I ended up, I had one female wrestler. I had to rewrite the card, all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was
Thunder Kitty.
Thunder Kitty was the and she wrestled Justin Myers, with Papa.
I got her a bandana. Yeah.
Nice. Did you have any interest in taking on one of the positions of wrestler? Would you have wrestled? Just, you know, off the top
rope. That could have been fun.
Right?
Now, you see, you're probably in better shape than a lot of the wrestlers we had on there, because you've also got a fitness thing I forgot about until today that I was like, oh, she does this too. So, like, it's we should maybe bring that up. Are you still doing that, or is this just something that time has passed?
No, I still do. I still do the fitness thing. I don't ever post anything, but, yeah, I still got – that's all. I kind of haven't been – actually, I was just asked to do a boot camp for our local area. Like, there's somebody trying to talk me into running boot camps and stuff again. And I'm like,
you're like too busy, like being nominated for every internet award that's out there. Like, every time I log on and I see Amy Jo, it's like she's been nominated again. So you can brag on yourself right now. What's this? The who's who.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I like this. Okay, so these guys, so I'm part of International Singer-Songwriters Association. That's a mouthful, but ISSA. And thankfully, like, I won gold there a year ago, so then I was a judge, and now I'm actually a rep for a couple different areas. And this is like, it's not under them, but there's like a band that was like, we want to put together just a country award show. Can we do that? And so they just get all the country, like I said, country bumpkins out of like everywhere to come, and everybody gets kind of put into one melting pot. And we've had people from like the UK and all kinds of stuff. It's really cool.
They have country bumpkins in the UK?
Yeah, man. Like, that's where the OG ones came from.
Wow. Okay. I thought they were just like soccer hooligans and stuff. And then that's I'm not wearing glasses, so I can't tell with that. But that's a whole bunch of nominations too, I think, on that graphic.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell?
Oh, yeah, that's one. We actually won that one a couple weeks ago. So we got gold in. I always laugh because I'm like, well, I'm not a pop country person, but I will be if it means we're gonna go places. That's fine. Not really, but I love it. These people are super sweet. This is in the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this was in Holland, and they actually, yeah, best female country pop original was what they awarded me. So
that's awesome.
I've heard that song, and I wouldn't call it pop necessarily.
No.
So you know, but I guess if enough people like it, it's pop, right? Like, that's the amazing stick.
And I'm like, it's cool. I mean, you know, like, I'll be bubblegum. I mean, I won't name names, but think about, like, pop stars these days have private jets with monogram pillow slips and stuff, man. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So, I love them, though. They're super sweet people. And, you know, international, it's like, we all kind of have a different perspective, I guess. So, mm-hmm. like, maybe to people in Holland, that's, like, country pop instead of, like, I don't know. Country must be like old country. Like, to us, we would think old country, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got you. So is the internet what provided you, afforded you the ability to be heard over there, or have you toured over there?
No, I haven't toured over there yet. I want to. Definitely going to do the international thing is in the plans. So, but yeah, the internet is, it's been, I mean, there's no limits. So, right. And it's cool because, like, I'm watching my friends, you know, chart number one on iTunes, like, in all these different countries. And I'm like, man, that is awesome.
Yeah, this photo up here is from a Mad Hatter Shows event. So that was, you know, I did some digging to keep it tied to our brand here. So this is probably the Georgia Boys show, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I think that was. I think that was the one in Lafayette. Yeah.
It's a great picture of you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, she's just
thanks
like,
so much.
You're not the one that's allowed to pick out the photo. But I didn't want to have all this stuff, and then I'll be like, this has nothing to do with the Mad Hatter show. So I just wanted to prove that I knew you. So that was good.
Yeah, I hope you get to tour Europe when you're in Amsterdam. Go to the grocery store. You're going to see a wheel of cheese this big and like 80 of them just sitting there. I don't know who buys a wheel of cheese this big and takes it home, but it excites me to think about it.
It excites me. I mean,
It excites me.
We could probably go through a wheel of cheese that big at my house, to be honest. Wow. I mean, I could definitely see it.
You do have a large family, correct? You want to bring up the kids at home and all that kind of, what's your family
size? Yeah, that's fine. So I have 5 kids at home full time. So I've got 5 kids, and like together we have 7 kids. So we have, we definitely could go through some poundage of the groceries.
7 kids and you're a musician. Like, I feel like there should be a traveling family band show or something, like a reality show that we could work out.
It's a lot of pancakes. 7 kids. That's a lot of pancakes.
Pancakes, man. At this point in my life, I'll buy frozen ones.
Nice.
I don't think you're allowed to eat pancakes when you're on her fitness plan, though. Is that?
Hey, no, I can make some killer protein pancakes. That's cool. I'm good with that. Just good luck with the syrup.
Not allowed to have the pure cane sugar stuff. That's diabetes in a container.
Probably right, right. Or like, what are you drinking? Dos Equis?
This is the champagne of beer. So that's what this is. So this is Miller
High. Champagne of beers.
It is. It says so on the label. That's banquet beer. Right,
but they
there.
Didn't. They don't sponsor this. So that's why I had it turned. Yeah. But you know, that's mine. That's
kind of.
No, you guys are fun. I was actually watching. What's his name? Josh, right? Mm-hmm. Josh Prey.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching some of this stuff. I was showing his stuff earlier to my family. He cracked me up. I caught a couple of his clips, man. And I was like, you know, I know I've seen him before, but I actually, like, I have to actually go back and watch some stuff. So I was cracking up with my sister earlier. He was on his front porch with a squeegee mopping his doorstep.
That's a townhouse, apparently. He corrected me when I called it an apartment or whatever.
A condo. It is a townhouse. We're like, okay.
It's a townhouse.
It's a townhouse.
Hey, that's, you know, I guess, you know, it's a little more bougie if you say townhouse. Yeah.
It helps the monthly payment go down a little bit easier, I guess, if you do that. But, okay, so I looked up that video, and apparently it's outdated and old. So where should people find your stuff? Where should people find the good stuff? They don't want to reminisce about the China Inn and the Lafayette Theater.
Man.
They want to see this award-winning stuff. How do people find you online?
It's good to never forget your roots. And, man, those were fun times, the China Inn. And actually, Paul just asked, hey, when are you going to be in Indiana? You need to play the China. Well, I wasn't expecting to be, but you know, like,
you know, they rent that room out now. I don't think they normally put people over there anymore. I had lunch there like a few weeks ago, and it was like, you can rent this room. So
you can rent this
everything
room.
Is gone.
I would have to rent the people that were going to come and watch me play, right?
I don't know about that.
Never.
So amyjoesmusic.com has all my links to like videos and like current songs on iTunes or YouTube. It's on all digital platforms. Hey, you got it. He is quick on the trigger.
Can't believe you would rather have that photo than the one of you with your eyes closed in the Chinese restaurant. Like, I don't know.
This one's hideous. What, I mean, I don't know. Who was thinking putting that on my website?
Looks like the Undertaker's entrance. Like, that's pretty cool. That's...
Neil, he just have all the right things.
You know, with the hat and the smoke in the background. Like,
yes.
Here
we are back at wrestling. Maybe you've missed a calling. I'm just going to say.
Listen, that wrestling, the wrestling ring. So it was so cool. Neil was like super sweet. I was really glad to be able to come out. I think I drove like an hour and 45 minutes or something crazy to get back up there. It was in Monticello, wasn't
Monticello,
it?
Monticello, yeah.
Yeah. And but it worked out cool. Because isn't it Rudy and them that have is it Whiskey and Wine?
Yeah. Yeah. They own it's the bar like another mile down the road or something.
Yeah. They ended up booking me for something else for a weekend too. Oh. So like, that was really cool. Being there.
I provide opportunity. That's what this is about.
That's right. He's saying, look at what I did right there. But yeah, so it was fun, but like, have you ever just hung out in the middle of a wrestling ring, like not to tell the world everyone's secrets? Never. But if there's not a false floor over top of those things, you are not standing still.
And it wasn't, we couldn't even, like, it was supposed to be an outdoor show and it was raining. So we had to bring it. It was like a low rider, like they call it a low rise or something. We pulled that in. And then we had to tell people, like, you can't get on the top rope because you'll be smash decapitated by the ceiling fan. Yeah, like it's, I think we had to take the whole ceiling fan off but just so you would hit your head on the ceiling. So there was no top rope moves either that day.
It was so fun. And so, like, I had to announce, like, I knew what the hell I was doing. And I was like, yeah, we're rolling with this. And I'm like, who's ready to rumble? Like, I was such an idiot. It was great. It was good times. But, like, I was trying to sing, you know, and people were, like, clapping and stuff. And I usually am, like, dancing and stomping. But I'm like up there, like, I'm on an 80s waterbed, right?
I hear that it's like that on the stage at Madison Square Garden, that when the audience gets to really rocking, that the stage just starts and that the mic kind of comes at you a little bit.
It's like smacking you. Well, a little bit. You gotta, like, hitting me in the nose.
You gotta touch the mic.
Well, I've heard you on Apple Music too. Like, I know there's the streaming services and all that. So, like, is it just select singles, or, I mean, where's the most of your material that people could find to listen more than, you know, two or three songs?
Yeah, for sure. So, I have 5 different singles out there. Look, he's gonna show the world. So there's the video that Neil couldn't find.
I don't know that I could have illegally downloaded that and reproduced it. So that's, I found the other one.
No. I just like giving you hype because you take it so well. And then, so who's the magic man behind the Emerald Curtain?
I guess
funny you should ask. My name is Jason Aaron .pro.
Yes.
We're calling him Steve today, apparently.
I'm getting a lot of compliments tonight. This is my favorite episode so far of all time ever on any platform. So thank you. Nice to meet you.
And Jason is the best, so.
Green's a good color. It's a good color.
Thank you. What else? Anything else you want to tell me?
You get rolling back there. The man behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no. Yeah, there's the website. I've got, like I said, on any digital platform. I think my video is out on YouTube. I have it shared to my my website, my Facebook. Yep, there's my socials. I don't do hardly any. I've been locked out of my Instagram thanks to the two-factor authentication. Say that a few times fast. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. I'm like locked out of Instagram. But so yeah, there's some socials. I don't buy followers. I'll tell you that. But you can go on anything.
I'm giving you lots of follows since you complimented me so well. So I'm just following you on every platform.
I follow real people back. So I'm like, I look at stuff and I'm like, why are you following 0 people? You're like boring. That's terrible.
I'm real, baby. Follow me back.
So, but no, it's on anything. You know, you can go Spotify, iTunes. Some people do the Amazon, YouTube, whatever. Any digital platform. And I've got my 3 most recent. There's, well, Swamp Water. There's Mississippi Flood. There's Throwback. There's She'll Send You Back, which I've never really thought about pairing the two together because you might throw them back. till right now. And then my old one was Stupid Girl. That's the first video that you brought up, which is still a cool song. Like, the younger kids and people are like, I love that song still to this day. Like, my daughter's friends will come running up to me like, oh my gosh, you sing Stupid Girl. And I'm like,
so when you're a musician, like, and you just named 5 songs, right? Are they like your kids that you can't choose one over the other? Or do you have a favorite that you like, if somebody's going to pick the first song to listen to you, you're like, hey, choose this one.
Nah, especially if you're a songwriter, cause I don't know what it's like. I write most of my material myself. So for me, like, yeah, some of the other songs are great songs, but I always like the ones that I've written myself the most because they come from something, you know? Mm-hmm. So for me, the ones that are out there right now, I'm like, oh yeah, Swamp Water all day long. Definitely is like, because it's grittier, you know, it's a little bit tougher. It's, that's more like my actual style, like my style of writing. And it's got that more southern rock, swamp rock kind of feel. And I've got a new single that's about to be released. So like, boop, mic drop. I'm like letting it out of the bag here. But so 5 Minute Smoke Break will be the next one that'll be released. And that's one that I also wrote. So we have produced all the music for that, and I'm about to go and lay the vocals for it. So it'll be pretty soon that I'll be doing a single release.
Awesome. We'll have to bring you back sometime so you can bust my balls some more, but we gotta wrap up and preview some of our shows that are coming. So I definitely appreciate you calling in here. And
bust his balls, but compliment me some more. So I like this new arrangement, Neil. I don't know how you feel about it.
You know I love you guys. I don't mean it.
All right. Well, take care. Thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you guys for having me in. Appreciate you.
All right. See ya. Well, that was fun.
We've had fun all night. Like, we've had two good. Sometimes you get a guest that's a nice person, but they don't give you a lot. And tonight we had, like, you know.
I really like our guests tonight. I really thought they were probably the best two guests we've ever had.
Awesome.
All right, then let's
get the props you deserve. What can you say?
It's even a blind squirrel, I guess. You've heard that the phrase. So
I think
today even you got your flowers.
A broken clock is right. Is that what you're trying to do?
It's the same type of analogy. Okay. Yes.
All right.
You're the analogy SAT person, so you
queen of analogies right here.
Yeah. So. All right, let's do a couple more shows we've got coming up. Just if you've just tuned in and you haven't been watching the little graphics that pop up, we'll tell you about those and we'll get you out of here for the night here. But Mark Skippy Price is coming in November.
Hooray.
We're talking about Alf and sitcoms. He was on Family Ties, which predates that just a little bit. And I don't know if we got a clip for Skippy or not, but he will be here on in November, coming to Terre Haute and also Indianapolis. Those tickets are at madhattershows.com. I just talked to him this week about it. So that should be a good time. It's the same month that we have Kayvon, so working our way back. We're talking about October. Zach Rushing will be returning to Mad Hatter Shows. We talked about him a little bit earlier. He had the Black Barbecue video that kind of jump-started. He had everything going on. But he's like on the Mount Rushmore of dudes that talk in their vehicle when they make their videos. You know what I mean? You got to put like him and Chad Prather on there and like Dustin Sims. That'd be three of them. I don't know who the wild card fourth one would be. Maybe even Brent Terhune in character, like, you know, this his redneck character. But
danger, hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, boys.
Yeah,
safety first.
He has perfected the road videos. So we're gonna have him in Paragould, Arkansas, and in Florence, Alabama, October 6th and 7th. Those tickets just went on sale. I know Paragould's buying them up already. They're super excited. They're at the Collins Theater for him. So tickets there are at Mad Hatter Shows. And working our way back here again, Dave Dugan, we had him on as a guest a couple times ago. He's going to be at Tippies. This is a little bit different to get these tickets. So he's going to be at Tippies in Winnemac, and those tickets are not through madhattershows.com. You're going to buy those directly from the restaurant there, or you're going to show up at the door and buy them if it hasn't already sold out. So that's our Winnemac, Indiana room that we do a couple shows a year there. And Dave's always a fun local celebrity. You know Dave, or you're not from here. You're from here, but then you left. So you might.
And I'm not really from here.
And see, he was in California, and then he came here. He went out there, and then he came back. So I think you guys just keep missing each other. But Dave's a lot of fun. So
star-crossed.
Absolutely. Tippies in Winnemac, that's going to be on 11/11, the night after the second Skippy show we have. So you can check out tickets there going on. Dave Landau is coming in December. These are rescheduled shows, so these were announced for August, and they got moved to December. So your tickets for August still are good. And if you missed him in August, didn't know he was coming around, you have another chance. He's going to be in Indianapolis and in Hobart, Indiana. And you can preview him on Blaze TV's streaming network. He's got a show called Normal World that you can check out as well. So that should be a lot of fun. He used to be on Louder with Crowder also on
December station. Tickets are a great early holiday present for someone you love. Take them and make them laugh. Laughter is medicine. Make you live longer.
You don't have to tell me these things. I'm already going, but tell them.
I'm talking to the peoples. You know the peoples. That's what I'm telling.
Are they still here? Are they still? They're like this. We like it better when there's guests that are making fun of you, not just when you're talking. So, Kostaki Economopolis.
Economopolis.
All right, that's you do it better than me. But we're gonna be together in October. And also in January, I think there's 4 tickets you can get on madhattershows.com. So I think the beginning of the year is going to be the Ashtabula, Ohio, and Erie, Pennsylvania shows. And the newest ones coming up are going to be in Florence, Alabama, and then also in Oak Grove, Kentucky. So we're going south in the fall, and then in the northeast, I guess, when it's going to be 12 degrees out and snowing. So we might have done that backwards, but that's all right. The show goes on. We're gonna be coming to warm jokes in the wintertime here with Kostaki and I. So that should be a good time as well. And then the ones that are coming up immediately, then the 3 that are immediate that you should rush to go by. One of them is with Shelly Belly. That's coming to Cincinnati, the home of Skyline Chili. Shelly's going to be on Thursday, September the 21st. And even without the sound, you can tell it's going to be a good video.
I love it, exactly.
You want to go check that out. So that's a show that I'm going to be on as well. And I think that my fluffer stuff, along with her audience, like it's going to work together well.
Good marriage there.
A lot of middle-aged women that are having a raunchy night. So that shows at the Redmore in Cincinnati. And it's going to be on September the 21st. Tickets at madhattershows.com. Also, at the end of September, we've got Ed Bassmaster, another date. We've done several shows with him here already this year. And he's going to be doing the Cleveland Masonic Temple, the Temple Live that's been remodeled. And they've got the franchise across the country here. Temple Live tickets. That's his character, Mumbles. You saw Chip Diamond there in the background. He usually does 4 or 5 different characters, and sometimes does himself. But we've had a lot of fun with that. Every show is different. Every show is up till the minute it goes on. We don't know exactly what's going to happen that night. So
that's an awesome show.
I like that. It's it can be nerve-wracking, but it can also be a lot of fun. So those are coming up. And then finally, the guy we talked to earlier tonight, Josh Prey, several dates online in Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. maybe he'll bring his $10 off Cheesecake Factory coupon and share with us. Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't know what you can get for $10 at Cheesecake Factory.
Almost a piece of cheesecake.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff on the website. And you can hear it. We talked about many different states. So it's mainly like east of the Mississippi currently that's on there. But, we often branch out with some of our national audiences. So we'd love to see you at a show. We'd love to see you on future podcasts. I think the September 19th, we're planning on doing another one. So, I don't know if you'll be here. Like, this may be...
Lord knows.
Tune in to see if Kimmy shows up.
Or if I'm in an exotic location.
Yeah, who knows what's going on here. But I'm always in this seat, and I'm usually getting bullied by at least one
harassed
guest.
Harassed.
That's how he made fun of my shirt, my sleeves. I loved it. What the hell was that all about? And how I text. We're going to have words. Amy Jo from the China Inn to international stardom. You can check out this replay on places that any good podcast is played. And I think we're on like number 32. So there's more content out there. Some of them's got Kimmy even. So check us out, madhattershows.com. Check out the Mad Hatter Shows podcast. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Love you guys. See ya.
Economopolis.
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 There you go.